Martin, I have to say that game really had a 0-0 written all over it until right at the death there, 85th minute, and nothing to show for it in the end.
Yeah, disappointing again. It was a 50-50 game. It was going to take a real bit of quality in the final third or a defensive lapse. And unfortunately, we switched off with 5 minutes to go from a throw-in and cost us at least a point.
I'm guessing it's small consolation today, but the defence has been looking pretty outstanding for the whole season so far, really. I mean, I think it's probably the second, third best defence in the league so far. So, still positives to take from it.
Yeah, loads of positives. And after the game, I told the boys, you know, don't get your heads down. You know, and we knew Colville and Tommy Brookbanks, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to be challenging. So we knew this was a benchmark. I knew that this is where, you know, we'd find out where we are in this league. And to be honest, they're going to be up there. So, you know, I think we're more than a match for the best teams in the league. It's just disappointing when, you know, you should have got something out of the game and you've lost all 3 points.
Some changes on the wing today and in midfield. Were they enforced changes or did you think about trying something different there?
No, it's just a case of, you know, we've got I've got one eye on the big FA Cup game next week. We've got Spalding Tuesday night. So it's just a case of mixing the squad up. People have got niggles and knocks. So, you know, the main focus has got to be Saturday and try and make history again.
We keep talking about these goals are going to come. We're still waiting for a real big victory from you. Maybe the rugby one counted as one. But well, are these goals going to come? Are you starting to be concerned at any point?
No, not concerned at all. We've got far too much quality, you know, in and around our top six players. So, you know, we've got quality coming from the bench. So, you know, again, confidence thrive on strikers thrive on confidence. So, you know, once they get one, they'll go on a run and, you know, they need one to go in from a yard and in off the shin and they'll be up and running. So we've got no concerns. We'll create chances and they'll start converting them.
Spalding here on Tuesday night, a good chance to get back to winning ways rather than having to wait 7 days for the next fixture.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing about football. You know, you can bounce straight back. So, again, Spalding are another team that I think will be in and around the playoffs. So, you know, they play 4-4-2, very direct. So it'll be a completely different game today. And we're more than capable of getting something out of the game.
Thanks, Martin.